Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
While it's been a divisive little year, 2023 has arguably offered up some of the better video game experiences we've seen in recent years, at least within a 12-month period. But it's also fair to say the developers of this year's most overlooked games might not agree, because as great as rave reviews are, they also need the sales data to back it up. Now, while we certainly can't confirm how most of these games have sold, and some handily are available on Xbox Game Pass, it's clear that none of them have made quite the tectonic impact with players they absolutely should have. From card-carrying indies to an egregiously slept-on AAA masterpiece, you can't go wrong with any of these unsung games in the last 12 or so months. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 most overlooked video games of 2023. Number 10, Viewfinder. Let's kick things off with one of the most ingeniously premised video games ever. The brain-breakingly brilliant puzzler Viewfinder gives players a camera and allows them to take Polaroid photographs of the environment, which can then be placed in the very same 3D space, creating pathways towards the teleport pod in each level. If the influence from Valve's Portal is obvious, Viewfinder is nevertheless a challenging and innovative puzzle game all of its own, forcing the player to consider perspective and scale in order to progress to the next stage. As with any great puzzler, it also keeps finding clever ways to up the ante, forcing you to jump through a whole bunch of hoops and mental gymnastics to make sure you can keep up with it all the way to the creative end. Though those craving a nuanced story should certainly look elsewhere, Viewfinder's first-rate mechanics are so brilliantly befuddling, you'll surely not care about the threadbare narrative. Number 9, Cocoon. Viewfinder is far from the only mind-bendingly impressive puzzle game to be released this year. There's also the mesmerizing Cocoon. The brainchild of director Jeff Carlson, the lead gameplay designer of indie masterworks Limbo and Inside, Cocoon pits players as a beetle-like insect as they traverse a barren wasteland and harness unique abilities using a series of orbs. Cocoon's primary mechanic involves swapping between the game's numerous colored orbs in order to visit its various hub-like worlds and keep progressing onwards. As the use case of each orb becomes more complex, players will find themselves nesting orbs within orbs in order to solve increasingly tricky puzzles, making for a supremely challenging but also tremendously rewarding experience. In addition to this, the atmosphere, wrought through an incredible soundtrack and some really intriguing visuals, is richer than almost anything else released this year. If you're in the market for a puzzler that's smart but not infuriatingly difficult, Cocoon is just the ticket. Number 8, Killer Frequency. Fans of 80s slasher flicks are basically duty-bound to play Killer Frequency, a horror adventure game in which players control a former celebrity DJ who's forced to become his sleepy town's emergency dispatcher when a serial killer, the Whistling Man, begins stalking the locals. Despite the genre it technically belongs to, Killer Frequency isn't a particularly challenging or stressful game. That's given you spend the overwhelming majority of it manning a DJ booth while the mayhem unfolds outside, and even the periodic puzzles aren't particularly noodle-baking. But this loving neon-soaked pastiche is absolutely dripping with atmosphere from first minute to last, aided hugely by the outstanding voice acting from the ensemble cast. Expertly balancing genuine suspense with a bunch of wry humor, this game is an absolute must-play if you love a horror B-movie. And even if not, it's a damn creative, gorgeous ride all the same. Number 7, Planet of Lana. Fans of Abe's Odyssey are doing themselves a huge disservice if they sleep on Planet of Lana any longer, an exceptional sci-fi puzzler in which players control the titular teenage girl and her cat, Mui, as they traverse a planet invaded by malevolent alien machines. Breathtakingly cinematic by way of its first-rate art direction and wonderfully minimalist story, Wishfully Studios' game takes a familiar premise and makes it uncommonly memorable, courtesy of its singular aesthetics and easygoing gameplay. Despite the peril of its concept, there's no combat to speak of and only minimal stealth sections that you should get through with ease, so the focus here is definitely on puzzle solving and exploration. Though well reviewed by most outlets and rocking a very positive rating on Steam, there's been curiously little sustained chatter about this one since it launched in May, and it bafflingly nabbed not even a single nomination at the Game Awards. In a year overflowing with admittedly fantastic AAA experiences, but those that demand dozens if not hundreds of hours from you, this particular little gem is absolutely an oasis in the desert. Number 6. Venba. No single game on this list is nearly as chilled out as Venba, a delightful narrative-driven cooking sim of sorts, surely doing for South Indian cuisine what the Coffee Talk games did for caffeine. The game follows an Indian couple who moved to Toronto, Canada to start a new life. It chronicles their difficulties in adjusting to their new environment and the challenges it poses for themselves and their relationship. But at its heart, Venba is centered entirely around food, as players are tasked with cooking a variety of mouth-watering dishes, all while being deeply immersed in Tamil culture throughout. Bolstered by an eye-popping art style, heart-soaring musical score, and genuinely life-affirming joie de vivre, this is the rarest of games that'll actually make you want to get up, put the games away, and cook something for real. At just 90 minutes in length, this one is an incredibly slight, snappy experience, but one that will absolutely leave a deep impression on you.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5. Oxenfree 2 – Lust Signals. You'd be forgiven for failing to realize that a sequel to Night School Studios' cult classic mystery adventure game Oxenfree even came out this year, so head-scratchingly low profile was its release this past summer. But don't be fooled, Oxenfree 2 is another fantastic plunge into a David Lynch-style surreal experience, and if you did miss the first one, this one actually works as a standalone experience. Players control 30-something Riley after she returns to her hometown for a job, where her investigations into a series of strange radio anomalies in the area lead her on a wildly bewildering journey. Oxenfree 2 combines a thick sense of uneasy mood with winning banter between its two central characters, Riley and her co-worker Jacob, and a short but sweet narrative packed with unexpected twists and turns. Oxenfree 2 is a real treat for adventurous players, especially if you're happy with a game that doesn't leave you with everything spelled out, and even though it doesn't explain it, it certainly makes you feel it. Number 4, Alan Wake 2. It seems absurd to call a game as hugely hyped, rewarded, and rapturously received as Alan Wake 2 overlooked. But considering its launch window sales weren't exactly stellar and it's already been heavily discounted less than a month after release, it's clear that not nearly enough people have played it yet. Granted, the long-awaited survival horror sequel absolutely did come out in a very crowded AAA corridor for games, but it's absolutely one of the boldest, most creative, and exciting games in the space that we've seen in a long time. If there were somehow any lingering doubts about Remedy's ability to deliver some of the most meticulously crafted epic entertainment in the gaming sphere, Alan Wake 2's entrancing story, near-peerless aesthetics, and ambitious attempts to move the medium forward prove it in spades. There are moments in this thing like nothing you've ever seen in a game before, but saying anything more than that would be criminal. For anyone in the market for a deep dish mystery thriller girded by incredible production values and relentless imagination, look no further. Number 3, Bomb Rush Cyberpunk. It's incredibly easy to take one look at Bomb Rush Cyberpunk and dismiss its aesthetic and skate-based gameplay as shamelessly imitating Dreamcast cult classic Jet Set Radio. Yet given the quality of the end product and the fact that nothing substantial has been done with the Jet Set Radio IP in over 20 years now, it's also easy to view this quite charitably as a glorious spiritual successor. Much like its inspiration, you and your gang skate around a futuristic metropolis, this time around New Amsterdam instead of Tokyo. Here you'll be spraying graffiti, controlling turf, taking on rival groups, and skirting clear of the cops. As won't surprise anyone who's played Jet Set Radio, the cel-shaded art style is sublime to behold while rocking a swish indie soundtrack, including contributions from Jet Set Radio's own original composer, Hideki Naganuma. Where the line between homage and ripoff lies will ultimately be for players to decide for themselves. Regardless, this one brings an absolute classic into the modern era with flawless style and energetic panache. Number 2, Jusant. If you're craving an uber-relaxing puzzle platformer to cleanse the palate amid the avalanche of AAA epics released this year, you couldn't do much better than Jusant. The latest offering from Life is Strange devs Don't Nod, Jusant is a traversal-focused adventure game where you play as a lone wanderer attempting to climb a gigantic tower. Refreshingly, the game has no combat to speak of and is focused almost entirely on players ascending the tower, with the game's intuitive tactile climbing mechanics turning the seemingly simple mission into an addictive puzzle in its own right. Rather than bog players down with reams of exposition, Jusant is a pleasingly minimalist experience that actually has no dialogue at all. Instead, you're encouraged to learn about the world by just exploring it. With its low level of difficulty and emphasis on giving players a visually stunning meditative experience, aided by a gorgeous musical score from, and excuse my pronunciation, Guillaume Faran, Jusant is the sort of transcendent title we desperately need more of. Number 1, The Invincible. One of the most visionary games of the entire year, The Invincible can't be easily dismissed as yet another walking simulator, given its jaw-droppingly rich atmosphere and prestigious source material. Stanislaw Lem's 1964 hard sci-fi novel of the same name. You'll spend most of the game's 5-hour playtime walking around the hostile planet Regis 3 as astrobiologist protagonist Yasna as you search for your missing crewmates. That said, developer Starwood Industries invests so deeply in their characters and game world that it's hard not to become intoxicated. While you could reductively call it Firewatch in space, given the sparseness of its setting and the player's minimal direct interactions with other characters, The Invincible is still very much a haunting gem all on its own merits. Sadly, despite rock-solid critical reviews and a very positive Steam user rating from those who actually bought it, the game's launch window sales have been incredibly soft to date, suggesting a walking sim not on Xbox Game Pass releasing in such a crowded year didn't have much of a chance to break out. One can only hope that a game this good will find its audience in the coming months when there's a slightly less busier slate on the horizon.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.